We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello, motivated viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios. Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. And the following new additions. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zonet 1, Channel 41 on Telelinidos. And Channel 55 on Litima. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Albany Station 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. and a new edition in Bayanzhouk in Han'o District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV.
And Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. And in Mindal Gobi City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Eastrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan. Nationwide on Channel 85, on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjialu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Chai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, veggie seed sales increased threefold in Britain. In medical news, American researchers find that individuals with relaxed minds have better memories. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 30th, is Queen's Day in the Netherlands, or Koning Inedag, as it is called in Dutch. Her Majesty Queen Beatrix kept the date of this most celebrated holiday in the Netherlands in honor of the birthday of Her Majesty's mother, Her Majesty Queen Juliana. Up to 2 million come to the capital, Amsterdam, and take part in festivities and street celebrations. Orange, the color representing the Dutch royal family of the House of Orange, is worn by those participating in the joyful activities of the day. April 30th is also the birthday of the King of Sweden. His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf has shown much dedication to the ecosphere. His Majesty demonstrated an early commitment to raising awareness about climate change and was honored by the United Nations Human Settlements Program. His Majesty received the 2005 Scroll of Honor Award for enduring promotion of sustainable living. We respectfully wish Her Majesty Queen Beatrix and the kind co-citizens of the Netherlands a wonderful Koning Inedag with blessings. Our sincere warm wishes for a very happy birthday with heaven's graces to His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from China. On April 14th, the morning calm was broken by a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck Yushu County in the southernmost Qinghai province. Over 2,000 lost their lives and 12,135 others suffered injuries as many buildings and homes collapsed.
My husband was young. My son was only 9 years old. They both died in the earthquake. I've lost everything. All of our belongings are buried under the debris and have not been dug out. Now I have to bring up these three children by myself. I'd rather die.
Though the Chinese government immediately responded with assistance, thousands were rendered homeless to endure the still wintry weather and harsh cold winds.
When the earthquake struck, I was in school. My parents died in our house. I had no place to go, so I've been living with my teacher these past few days. My food and clothes are provided by my teacher.
Expressing her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000, requesting that our nearby association members go to aid the most vulnerable, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. Combined with donations from our association members, the total contribution of $44,240 could acquire $316,000 in emergency items bought in the United States based on China's cost of living, covering their own travel expenses of approximately $1,460. Our Chinese association members delivered urgent supplies to the affected areas. In accordance with Supreme Master Ching Hai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team.
Most beloved Master, regarding earthquake in Qinghai, we brought grains and vegetables from Xining to Yushu by car, driving 820 kilometers at altitudes of over 4,000 meters high. At Yushu, we also served 1,500 warm vegan meals to the local victims who had been suffering from temperatures that dipped below zero in the night. Most of the relief goods they were receiving were instant food, so they were overjoyed to have hot meals. The local government and victims were deeply moved by Master's assistance and even used police cars to help us deliver the food. Our association members were there for 2 weeks. Though the conditions were very difficult, we are grateful for God's blessing to let us stay with the victims and thank Master for giving us the opportunity to share our love with the people most in need. Chinese Relief Team.
Supreme Master Ching Hai replied as follows: "Thank you for bearing the harsh conditions to help our vulnerables. May heaven bless you and protect the victims in their troubled hours." We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to bring these details to our viewers, as well as to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, Chinese government and other personnel working to help the quake-stricken people. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support, as well as for our association relief team's selfless service. Wishing the residents a swift return to stability, as such damaging events are eased by our striving for gentler, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Lives lost to extreme heat wave in India. With temperatures rising as high as 45 degrees Celsius last week, an estimated 105 people have perished in Orissa State since March, the most recent being two who passed away on Tuesday, April 27. Concerned Orissa State officials have implemented measures such as bringing drinking water supplies to the affected areas. State officials have also initiated an awareness campaign helping residents with how to address such conditions. We thank the Orissa officials for your quick action and care for your citizens. Our condolences to those who have lost loved ones from heatstroke. We pray that lives will be protected and such extreme weather be minimized through our overall efforts to cool the planet and stabilize the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Religious Summit convenes for peace. members of Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, and Hindu communities from 32 countries came together in Baku, Azerbaijan on April 26th and 27th for the World Summit of Religious Leaders. The two-day interfaith dialogue event concluded with the signing of a declaration that called for religions to serve as exemplary leaders of harmony in society.
A highlight of the meeting was the attendance of His Holiness Catholicus Garagin II, leader of Armenia's Apostolic Church. With his visit to Azerbaijan representing the first visit by a high-ranking Armenian cleric since 1988, the spiritual leader was welcomed by Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, and the two prayed together in Baku Church along with other delegates. His Holiness also met with Azerbaijan's head Shiite Muslim cleric, Sheikh ul-Islam Haji Alashukur Pashazadeh, and Russian Orthodox Church leader, His Holiness Patriarch Kirill II, with all agreeing to work together for peace while encouraging government leaders and mediators to seek diplomatic resolution.
Our heartfelt thankfulness, Your Holinesses Karikin II, Patriarch Kirill II, and Sheikh ul-Islam Alashukur Pashazadeh for your inspirational meeting. With heaven's grace, may the sincerity of your endeavors spread as lasting peace and unity to all throughout the region.
Brazil and Caribbean nations hold first summit. Hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil, leaders of the 15 Caribbean Community or CARICOM member states convened for their first joint meeting with the Latin American country to enhance regional trade cooperation as well as boost aid efforts for quake-stricken Haiti. During the forum, the Brazilian president pledged to open 14 embassies throughout the Caribbean, and 60 agreements were signed in the areas of trade, agriculture, technology, and science. Remarking on the summit, Dominica's Prime Minister and CARICOM Chairman Roosevelt Skerrit stated, "While the close ties between CARICOM and Brazil have been established for a number of years, this inaugural meeting is historic and timely. Your Excellencies, we respectfully congratulate your cordial meeting and pledges for deepening relations, wishing the people of Brazil and the Caribbean flourishing, prosperity, and friendship."
Tobacco tax increase deters smokers in New Zealand. Parliamentary passage on Wednesday, April 28th of a 10% increase in tobacco tax brings the price of one pack of cigarettes to over $10. The bill has also scheduled two additional 10% increases, one starting January 1, 2011, and another on January 1, 2012. Meanwhile, smoking cessation organization Quit Group noted that a previous tax increase on tobacco resulted in triple the number of callers seeking help to stop smoking. Hats off New Zealand legislators for these effective measures to protect public health. We also thank Quit Group and all anti-smoking campaigners for your assistance in helping to save lives, as we wish for a soon smoke-free New Zealand and world to benefit all beings.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers. Boy saves lives by steering car to safety. On their way to church, 8-year-old Dylan Earl suddenly noticed that his grandmother, Ms. Lisa De Kruger, was having a seizure while driving at close to 70 miles per hour on the highway in Colorado, USA. The young boy sprang into action, grabbing the wheel and steering the truck to the side of the road as he managed to apply the brakes at the same time. His grandmother, who awakened safely, later said, "It's amazing what he did. I do believe God's hand was in it." We join in admiring salute and thankfulness, young Dylan, for your quick-thinking selflessness that saved the lives of both you and your beloved grandma. May you, your grandma, and your family be graced with many more cherished moments in God's blessings and love.
Save Our Planet. A study reveals climate change effects in northeastern USA. An analysis of 60 years of data from more than 200 weather stations in the U.S. states of Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont found a predominance of extreme precipitation events, which are defined as storms that produced at least 1 inch of rain or its water equivalent in snow over a 24-hour period.
Researchers from the U.S.-based organization Clean Air, Cool Planet and University of New Hampshire's Carbon Solutions New England stated that average annual precipitation also increased nearly 3/4 of an inch per decade over the 60-year period. Although the storms and flooding in March that caused extensive damage throughout the northeastern states were not counted in the study findings, scientists say that these could easily be considered part of the global warming effect, with more in store if climate change continues.
Many thanks, Clean Air, Cool Planet, and University of New Hampshire's Carbon Solutions New England for this revealing research. Let us swiftly adopt more sustaining lifestyles to stabilize the environment and preserve our precious Earth.
During a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai also addressed the increased threats induced by global warming while highlighting the most effective solution.
Some of the global warming effects that we hear about are a continued rise in the Earth's atmospheric temperature, warming of the ocean, along with acidification, more frequent and stronger storms, prolonged droughts, and intensified heat waves. Soil desertification, plant and animal extinctions, and even melting of permafrost, which could trigger massive releases of more methane gas. And that would be catastrophic beyond an unthinkable scale. The rising intensity and frequency of storms comes from the warming of the ocean, which changes weather patterns. Climate change is not an abstract concept at all. It is here and now, affecting our neighbors, affecting us, and more and more. Researcher in the US came up with a simple comparison. According to calculations they performed, they concluded that eating a vegan diet for a year is more effective at cooling the planet than driving a hybrid vehicle for the same period of time. So the solution is very simple. We just have to turn away from the animal products. We stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, fish. If everyone does this, we will have a transformed world in no time.
'Cause like, they're making room just to feed cows, so they're chopping down a bunch of trees.
Yeah, but they're not just chopping down any trees. They're chopping down the most beautiful, majestic, biodiverse rainforest on the planet.
Save Our Planet. Avatar film stars and celebrities urge students to be eco-heroes. In Los Angeles, California, USA, Canadian director James Cameron of Avatar, the Oscar-winning film with an environmental message, recently announced the launch of the Avatar Home Tree Initiative, which seeks in 2010 to plant 1 million native trees in countries around the world.
Joining him in support were cast members of Avatar, including Michelle Rodriguez, Giovanni Ribisi, and Joel Moore, as well as other eco-advocate celebrities such as four-time U.S. National Basketball Association champion John Sally and international communication coach Richard Green. Many of these renowned personalities also gave inspirational speeches to the 6,000 Los Angeles area students who attended an Avatar-inspired eco-warrior training program to learn about ways that everyone can help save the planet.
Well, I think the important thing about Avatar is it takes place on another planet and it's a fantasy. But we're doing that to our planet right now, for real.
Referring to the highly popular movie's depiction of a beautiful forest and its indigenous residents all threatened by deforestation, the celebrities emphasized that a plant-based diet is important in stopping Earth's own similar environmental crisis.
They cut down these trees to provide space for cows. This is why the grand majority of the issue in the rainforest is occurring.
The attending youths, who were served eco-friendly organic vegetarian lunches, were further encouraged by vegan basketball star John Sally toward awareness of the benefits of a plant-based diet.
Do you know what happened today because you ate that meal? Check out what happens every year. 56 billion land animals, not including fish, are killed for 3.7 billion people so we can have leather sneakers, leather in your car, eat bad food, have animal protein that doesn't digest in your system, cause diabetes. But today, you saved the animal's life.
All right! Woo!
If it's off a tree out of the ground, you should eat it. If it has a heartbeat or had a heartbeat or a mother, I think you should let it go to its mama. About 2 years ago, I decided not to eat anything from an animal. No milk, no cheese, no eggs, and I lost 40 pounds. I decided from that point on, I was going to do everything impossible to make sure my avatar looked as beautiful as the plan as the creator wanted it to look. Think about this. This is the only body you have. The most important thing you do is nourish your organs and nourish your body.
Also attending the event were Hollywood actress Daryl Hannah and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, both urging concern for the environment and our co-inhabitants.
I would encourage all of you to do everything you can to support all the people and all the creatures and all the life forms of all kinds to give them your voice, lay your body on the line, and do whatever it takes to give them the support that they need.
We all have a responsibility to our community, to our environment, to the connection between protecting the environment and human welfare and respect for all species, including all of our animals.
We appreciate Mayor Villaraigosa, James Cameron, John Sally, Michelle Rodriguez, Daryl Hannah, and others involved for being role models for youth and the world in the movement to save our precious Earth. With such shining examples as yours, may eco-heroes everywhere be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Save Our Planet. Indonesia hosts the largest known geothermal energy conference, where representatives of 80 countries gather with a unified goal of finding ways to meet their country's energy needs sustainably.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based Ford Automobile Company states that its increasing use of sustainable and recycled materials has resulted in vehicles that are now 85% recyclable by weight.
Save Our Planet. Environment ministers at a meeting of BASIC or Brazil, South Africa, India, and China member nations call for a legally binding global treaty with clear emission reduction commitments from developed countries to stop climate change.
Save Our Planet. In central Myanmar, also known as Burma, recorded temperatures reaching 45.6 degrees Celsius are the highest in almost 50 years.
Hello, I'm Mayama the water buffalo, a vegan with a tip of the day. Bok choy is a green leafy vegetable that is an excellent source of a number of nutrients. It is rich in carotenoids like beta carotene, which is good for the eyes and may lower your risk of certain types of cancer. This healthy veggie has a lot of calcium and potassium, as well as vitamins A, C, and K. It tastes great with noodles and in soups and stir fries. Thank you for your attention. And thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Mongolia. Our association members from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia, organized a three-day event to raise awareness about the importance of being vegan to halt climate change. The seminar was held at Loving Heart, part of the international vegan chain of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of providing delicious plant-based fare to global citizens. Mongolian celebrities, government officials, and representatives of public media and cultural organizations attended. The gatherings included a presentation and discussion on global warming, as well as a complimentary vegan meal.
Олон хүнд энэ одоо сайн сайхны хүргэж болох юм байна гэдэг учраас бид нэг их утгахгүй баха бүгдээрээ цагаан олтон болно ах гэж бодож байна.
Яагаад махнаас гарах ёстой гэж бас ямар нэгэн хэмжээгээр ухаарч байна.
Нилээн одоо юу гэхэндээ бас сэтгэл нилээн хүнд тусгаж авлаа гэж хэлж болохоор байна.
Юу 3 сарын биш тиймээ баг амьдралынхаа туршид ер нь цагаан хоол идэхээр ийм сэтгэхүй бол надад сайн төрлөө. Цагаан хоолын талаар гэх юм бол амт нь ч их сайхан байт юм байна. Яг л ерөөсөн махан хоолноос ер нь ялхдаггүй тийм ээ. Урайлж байна. Цагаан хоолтон болъё.
Бүр одоо энэ сурталчилгаагуудад ерөөсөн маш өргөн дэлгэр хийх хэрэгтэй юм байна. Энийг бол өнөөдөр бид нар дэлхийн аврахын тулд цагаан хоолтон болох ёстой. Гэхдээ өнөөдөр хүн төрөлхтөн бид бол дэлхийн их дэлхийн бөмбөрцгөн ертөнцийн аврахын тулд цагаан хоолтон болцгоё гэж хэлмээр байна би.
Миний хувьд бол тэгээд яг цагаан хоол идэхээр тэгээд амтан аврах
A warm appreciation all those who attended this information sharing event to help safeguard the earth. May the vegan message be heard far and wide to prepare the way for a beautiful golden age on a long-lasting planet.
In green news, more British people are growing their own vegetables. B&Q, a large do-it-yourself and home improvement outlet, has reported that nearly 3 times more vegetable seeds have been sold in early 2010 than in the same period last year. This follows a 30% increase in 2009 compared to 2008. Best-selling seeds include tomatoes, carrots, peas, beans, and lettuce. The chain attributes the trend to a great number of enthusiasts who are practicing self-sufficiency, frugality, and healthy living. This is fantastic news. May more and more gardeners discover the great joy of partaking in nature's ample bounty. Up next on Noteworthy News, American scientists find that a tranquil mind leads to a greater ability to remember. We'll visit the garden and thank God for giving us this nurturing planet. Please stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, calming news for a gentle world. In medical news, relaxed individuals have better memories. A study conducted by a team of American researchers demonstrated that memory is enhanced when people are in a tranquil state of mind. At this time, the relevant neurons in the brain are in harmony with theta waves, which are associated with relaxation and memory formation while processing new information. The results of the study may be helpful in creating therapies to assist people with learning disabilities. Our thankfulness, scientists, for highlighting the importance of a peaceful mental state. May serenity lead us to a world filled with health, happiness, and goodness.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day entitled, What's in the Sack? Told in Nigerian Patois.
Some three convict them escape from prison and police begin chase them. They enter some dark alleyway where they find a bunch of potato sacks. Each man hide for one of the bag them so. One policeman will quickly come through the scene. Hear some rustling where they come from the potato sacks. In go fake the first potato sack.
Meow.
Now so convict talk. So the policeman go to the next bag and see mutter, only cats. In come kick the second potato sack and the second convict say,
woof,
only dogs. Now so policeman talk. While he move on to the next potato sack, the policeman fake come, nothing. So he fake him again as the last convict say,
potato, potato.
And now for our viewers' hotline on CalEarth, sustainable building in harmony with nature on Golden Age technology.
Great way to give a home to everyone. Venus, friend from Norway.
Caring Venus friend, thank you for your comment. The amazing work of Mr. Nader Khalili and CalEarth is indeed inspirational. With remarkable eco-friendly techniques combined with a planet-protecting vegan diet, we can truly move into a sustainable and exciting era. With God's love to you and all the warm-hearted people of Norway.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your cherished ones be blessed with peace, joy, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A two-day summit hosted by Tunisian First Lady Laila Ben Ali and attended by many notable female government dignitaries focuses on progress made since the 1995 inaugural World Conference on Women.
The United Kingdom and the UN donate a combined total of $19 million to help Sierra Leone introduce a life-saving healthcare program for the country's expectant and breastfeeding mothers and their young children.
Researchers at Temple University School of Medicine in Pennsylvania, USA, find that brown or unhulled rice may contain substances that are beneficial in protecting against heart disease and high blood pressure.
Dr. Amelia Russell of the UK becomes the third woman ever to complete an unassisted walk to the North Pole, a 500-mile trek accomplished in 58 days to benefit the charity Help for Heroes.
The United Arab Emirates Minister of Environment and Water, Dr. Rashid Ahmad bin Fahad, bans the import of certain Namibian animals and meat products to protect the public from foot and mouth disease.
Meeting with Nigerian Acting President Goodluck Jonathan, visiting U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns expresses his country's ongoing support for Nigeria's advancements in stability, security, and peace.
Sao Paulo, Brazil hosts Pet Fashion Week, featuring accessories, comfortable bedding, grooming contests, and a fashion show, celebrating designer canine creations from several countries.
An Iraqi citizen in the historically rich area of Nasiriya finds and gives to the government 13 4,000-year-old artifacts, including pottery, glass, and jars with seals from the 3rd Dynasty of Ur.
Members of the U.S.-based China Overseas Tibetans Association raised $73,000 for residents affected by the recent quake that occurred in a Tibetan area of China's Qinghai province.
To address the need for life-saving canine blood transfusions in providing medical care, the Tamil Nadu Veterinary and Animal Sciences University in India launches the country's first blood bank for dogs.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.